wherever we go,
with Jeremy Scott.
You know, there are few things besides radio that allow us to directly communicate to the individual listener. That being you, friends, welcome to the program. Somewhere between abnormal and paranormal, I am Jeremy Scott, and it is Paranormal News Night. There's a lot happening out there, and it's 503-506-0396 inside or outside North America to join the program, and ITP51 on Skype. This weekend, we're going to be taking the show on the road to Oregon City, going to be down at Nightmare on Main Street. Sixth year they've been doing that event. It'll be our first time there, and we're going to talk with those who both investigate ghosts and those who have experienced ghosts. Well, anything paranormal we'll actually talk about on the program. But we're going to start a half hour early on Saturday night. So treat it like a weeknight show, except we're going to go longer than the 30 minutes. We'll be on at 6:30 Pacific, 9:30 Eastern, Saturday night for Nightmare on Main Street, live from Oregon City on Into the Paranormal. Really looking forward to doing that. And the final news and note, which, of course, if you listen to the show, I do not do often. I'm not a news and notes kind of person. I'm usually a meat and potatoes kind of guy, and I'm not talking about food. I like to give you meat. I like to give you the hardcore content. But every once in a while, we need to make some announcements, and we need to just let folks know what's going on with the show. And so this month only this month, which means you have until Halloween, effectively, go to getthetea.com. That is get the tea, like tea that you're drinking. So T-E-A, getthetea.com, and you want to look for any products. Last month, it was the Alley Beats. This month, we're offering free shipping. Free shipping. No matter how much you order, usually there's a limit. But if you go to getthetea.com and in the discount code box, you put Jeremy27, J-E-R-E-M-Y, 27 at getthetea.com, you can get free shipping. All right. Interesting theories come to light from Avi Loeb, the Harvard University professor who we've had on the program talking about Oumuamua, the interstellar object. Now, he and his team have since identified at least two others. Interstellar objects. We've had George Henry reporting on that in Paranormal News, which is our short feature that airs at the bottom of the hour during Saturday night's program. Avi Loeb reaches a very interesting theory. He was apparently contacted recently by the United States, by someone in the U.S. government, a high-level official, who asked Avi Loeb, the Harvard professor of astronomy, for his take on what was happening over the skies of Ukraine. If you're not familiar with what has been happening over the skies of Ukraine, we've been reporting on what are known as phantom-like objects that, just like it sounded there, they're there one moment, and seemingly gone the next. However, they do have a bit of an eye on what's going on over there in that war zone, perhaps eyeing the fight for themselves. So you've been having these objects basically come into the skies and be seen over the battlefields, not every night, sometimes dozens of objects at a time. And these are lights seemingly reflected from below into the skies. A report from the Maine Astronomical Observatory of the National Academy of Sciences of Ukraine found that the skies have been swarmed with UFOs over Kyiv as Russia and Ukraine battle it out in a seemingly unending war. one that relies a lot on aircrafts and drones. So maybe those tools are attracting some extraterrestrial visitors. It could also be, as Avi Loh points out in a new paper that he's just released, that he's saying that these are just artillery shells. And when I posted this story over a month ago at paranormalradio.com, folks were kind of split on it, not sure whether to think this was, you know, UFO activity, whether they were interested in what was going on. And you might say, well, interested in what? Well, there's the nuclear aspect to this whole situation, right? So you have Russia not only warning the U.S. that there will be catastrophic consequences if it launches nuclear attack in Ukraine. There's some sort of spectacle happening in the air. Now, these could be artillery shells, but if they are artillery shells, then why aren't they seen every night? It's not something that happens every single night, at least from what I've heard. So if it was artillery shells, is it a break in the fighting? I don't know that it necessarily correlates. And so back to the theory of, I mean, really, why would these UFOs be interested in what's going on? Well, seemingly, I say, because I've heard mixed theories on this, that God wouldn't let a nuclear war happen. And I hope they're right. I really hope those people are right. And of course, only time will tell. However, it seems like between the situation with Taiwan, Russia, Ukraine, the U.S., and North Korea, just to name a few, it seems like we're reaching a boiling point. And so are these extraterrestrial craft of some kind? If you'd like to weigh in, it's 503-506-0396. Inside or outside North America, 503-506-0396. I'm interested in your theories. ITP51 on Skype. But if there was this nuclear war that was about ready to happen, perhaps these objects could be hanging out, whether piloted by extraterrestrials or not. We have heard reports of craft flying over nuclear weapons, such as Malmstrom, but there have been other instances, such as North Dakota at Minot Air Force Base, where the objects have flown over and have disabled those nuclear weapons. And we may have a situation here where extraterrestrial spacecraft are in the skies over Ukraine to prevent a nuclear war from happening. You have jurisdictions warning their populations to get ready for nuclear war. You have governments distributing those iodine pills to their citizens in preparation for a pending nuclear attack. And in case you missed it, the Emergency Management Office in New York City over the summer released a public service announcement.
So there's been a nuclear attack. Don't ask me how or why. Just know that the big one has hit. Okay? So what do we do? There are three important steps that I want you to remember. Step one, get inside fast. You, your friends, your family, get inside. And no, staying in the car is not an option. You need to get into a building and move away from the windows. Step two, stay inside. Shut all doors and windows. Have a basement? Head there. If you don't have one, get as far into the middle of the building as possible. If you were outside after the blast, get clean immediately. remove and bag all outer clothing to keep radioactive dust or ash away from your body. Step 3, stay tuned. Follow media for more information. Don't forget to sign up for Notify NYC for official alerts and updates. And don't go outside until officials say it's safe. All right? You've got this.
Don't go outside until the officials tell you it's safe. That sound familiar at all? Pack the things you would want if you had to leave in a hurry, they say. This is actually on PlanNowNYC.com. It says have a go bag, and it gives many things that you should consider, things that we've talked about in our survival shows. But why? Why is the New York City Office of Emergency Management warning of nuclear war? Why are governments handing out iodine pills? United States and many European countries currently buying potassium iodide as we speak. The U.S. spending $290 million on anti-radiation pills to prevent nuclear war. It's not going to prevent the nuclear war. It just means you may survive it. $290 million. Did you hear that on the news? I mean, it happened over the weekend. But $290 million on anti-radiation pills. Poland, one of the countries distributing these iodine pills. And I didn't even mention the nuclear plant situation there in Ukraine, which it may not even be a situation of Russia launching nuclear weapons, but it could be Russia attacking the nuclear power plant in Ukraine to the point where it breaks down. Now, I know that there were some inspectors there recently, I think within the past couple of weeks, probably about a month, and I honestly didn't hear the end of that. There was a nuclear power plant in Louisiana as well that was getting some additional checks as well. So lots of interesting things here happening about nuclear war. And I just wonder, friends, how close we may be. And I mentioned Taiwan because there's a thought that they could be involved in a nuclear war. But there's this video that's been posted out of Taiwan showing streaks of light appearing to hover over a city and then being surrounded by a ring of orbs. Apparently, it was filmed about a week ago in Taiwan. Interesting what's happening over there. If there's a potential war breaking out over there, I wonder what those lights are. I don't think this is a coincidence, is my point, because when you see these objects over Ukraine, you see these objects over Taiwan, and we know they have shut down nuclear weapons before. We know they like to make an appearance over crowds, like drive-in movie theaters and music festivals and that. But no, I wanted to talk about the sun because in the last day or so has been a massive cloud of plasma. And the video has just come out. They're also saying that it was a plasma plume that shot out of the sun and is captured in a photo that was taken on September 24th and just recently released. It's a time-lapse image putting hundreds of thousands of images together, and what they are able to come up with is they say it's 1 million miles long. I mean, can you imagine something 1 million miles long shooting out from the sun? Let's go to Houston, Texas. I do believe you're on Into the Paranormal. Who is this?
This is Nick.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
Not bad. I have a comment about the subject tonight, and I have two subjects that it would be really interesting if you make a show about it.
I'd love to hear about it. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. As you know, UFOs show up in the middle of wars, just like in Adolf Hitler time. I think they record and watching, and they will take action, which God knows what they would do. But there are some hidden facts that I have a knowledge about it. Zelensky gets a percentage of the cities being sold to investors in Europe. Billions of dollars going right and left, like a Mariupol, sold for billions of dollars. They destroyed it completely. And Zelensky's idea is, we won't own it, but we would live in these new buildings. We would have a lot of them. And he's getting a percentage out of it. So let's go to the ideas. I got two ideas. They are really important. Please pay attention. And you can just Google it, and you can see what I'm trying to say. Number one, how many viruses in human body? 380 trillion. That's what is the latest knowledge says, but doctor says, we got to run a test to see if you got a virus, we give you a pill. I don't know if you can give me 380 trillion pills. So I'm not going to go deep into it, what is the cause and stuff, but we have the knowledge. And whoever been going after this, just like doctor from Iran, who ran from Iran, and he was 60% away from mapping all of these viruses, he's been killed. So that number two is how many percent human is human. I appreciate it, sir. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. You know, we could be part Nephilim. We could be part alien. We could be part a lot of things. Certainly, those are very, very interesting subjects, and I really appreciate the call from Nick there in Texas. Time for one more, 503-506-0396, 503-506-0396, or ITP51 on Skype. But I did want to talk also about the sun activity that seemingly has not really slowed down much. We've been seeing the solar flares continue. There's even thoughts that what would happen if a solar storm took down the internet, because it's possible. Do we realize how much of the world operates on the internet? I mean, I think we get it. I think we understand how much the world is on the internet. I mean, you may have dollars in your wallet or cents in your pocket, but everything else that you need to buy with that relies on the internet. To buy, to sell, to trade, to ship, to transmit. I mean, we do the show through the internet. We take the calls through the internet. You listen to the podcast through the internet. And particularly with some of these major solar flares that we've been seeing, such as a plasma plume a million miles shooting out of the sun. That is just unheard of. A million miles from the solar surface, this plume of plasma shoots off the sun September 24th. And that, they say, was just part of a minor solar storm. It was only a G1 class. Imagine if that thing had been X class or something of the kind. So the situation with the massive solar flares and the sunspots that's spitting debris at Earth is certainly something to keep our eyes on, as we've been keeping our eyes on for months here on the program, with that solar activity that is escalating far, far faster than even the forecasters expected. So there's something going on here. We may be on the precipice of an end of the world situation on a variety of fronts. And mind you, I've never been an end of the world kind of guy. I just haven't. We've talked, about Armageddon and about end of days many times on this program, but it really hasn't become real for me until like the last 2 years. It would have to be the COVID situation and about everything that has transpired since. And now we have all these catastrophes and crises on top of one another, from homelessness, crime, scarcity of food, drought. I mean, I could go on and on and on. The current war that is at play, the other conflicts that are playing out. If we're not wiped off the face of the planet one way, we might be wiped off the planet another way. And I am going to go back again to what Stephen Bassett told me Saturday night on this program. If nuclear war breaks out, disclosure is irrelevant. But if disclosure happens first, that may be what stops a nuclear war from happening. And if you pay attention, simultaneously, those two things are on the freeway side by side going down the same lane. Because disclosure efforts have been picking up dramatically, yet so has the propaganda and the threat and the counter threats of a nuclear war. I hope we gave you something to think about on the program. We'll talk to you again live on Thursday night. And we'll see you at Nightmare on Main Street in Oregon City, Oregon on Saturday night. For those local 6:30 broadcast time, that's 9:30 Eastern, 6:30 Pacific. From the cold, dark depths of a secret dungeon somewhere deep in the remote Pacific Northwest, I am Jeremy Scott. Good evening and God bless.